The Guardian.
As far as I'm concerned, that's the end of the matter. I think it's, it was never my desire to seek any kind of financial reward from this, but simply to have it established that the truth is the truth, and that lies are lies. And I'm happy to have nailed that. And I hope, in some ways, that maybe this device of the declaration of falsity will serve as another way of pursuing these matters, instead of just going for megabucks. You simply go to court for the important thing, which is to establish what's true and what's not. You know, and I think that's it's a clearer and simpler way of dealing with this. And I'm very pleased that we've been able to use it in this way.
Salman Rushdie outside court. Well, Guardian reporter Helen Pitt has been following the case, has been in court as well. I mentioned one false claim earlier, but there were quite a lot of colourful other false claims too. Talk us through those.
Yeah, well, in total there were 11 revelations about Salman Rushdie's home life and also his wife. One of the claims were that the protection officers got so fed up with him one evening that they locked him in a cupboard so they could go out to the pub, for example. They accused him of being unhygienic. They called him Scruffy as his nickname. Ron Evans, the author of the book, also suggested that Salman Rushdie's wife, Elizabeth West, his third wife, only married him for his money.
And all those claims have been thrown out as false, haven't they? Interestingly enough, Rushdie is not seeking financial compensation. How unusual is that in a case like this?
I don't know if it's absolutely unprecedented, but it's certainly unusual. And his QC, Jeffrey Robertson, yesterday said it was pioneering. And it meant that the case could come to court very quickly. It's only a month since the allegations were first aired. Usually these things drag on for months and months and months. So it just meant, you know, stand up in court. Yeah, we got it wrong. Fine, everybody's happy, off you go.
And the book itself, 4,000 copies have been destroyed. They've had to correct two chapters. What's left of it now?
Well, according to the publisher's, the blurb on the publisher's website, quite a lot. He had a long career with the police, and he says he was involved in protecting everybody from Claire Short when she visited Pakistan, and right up to sort of Bill Clinton and other figures like that. So there may be some other juicy allegations. Who knows if anybody will sue over them?
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.